Down the Dump Podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Down the Dump Podcast. It is May 19th. We appreciate you listening today as we are in the throes of the Western and Eastern Conference Finals. We appreciate you listening. I want to remind you, as we do every time we get together, follow us on Twitter at DTD Podcast. Look for us online at downtheduck.com. You can find us in iTunes. Search us there. Search Down the Dunk. You can also rate us and review us. We'll read your review on the air. Rate us as a 5. You can say whatever you want to. We'll read it on there. It's J, Andrew, Taylor, Luke. This is our last non-Skype.
Oh, wait.
What?
You can find us at welcometoloudcity.com.
Oh, yeah. SB Nation, welcometoloudcity.com. That's still a new development, so I'm still trying to process through that. That's great.
Yeah, good if you're stuff. Listening to us from there, thanks for listening.
Thanks Welcome for listening.
To the Down to Dunk Podcast.
Which, let me finish my first statement.
Yes,
this will ahead. Be our last live podcast with all four of us because Taylor's leaving for New Zealand.
Yeah.
He's doing a documentary on Stephen Adams Live.
Yeah, good day, mate.
See you later. See you later, boys.
That's happening Sunday. So this will be our last live pod. We'll do a lot of Skype stuff, and we'll do some live without Taylor. But Luke, before we get going, we haven't done a live podcast in a while. I think it's time for us to rehash why we are called Down to Dunk.
The humble beginnings of the Down to
humble
Dunk
beginnings.
Podcast. Well, why we're called Down to Dunk, it's a funny little story. I got into basketball through fantasy basketball, and my friend had invited me to a league, and I had a bunch of my high school friends, and I joined. And they give you little status updates on your players. If, like, say something happens in a game and they're injured and they're out for several games, there's an O by their name. And if they're they don't know their status, their day-to-day, which is DTD, I didn't know what that meant because I was new to liking basketball. So I thought it meant down to dunk. So I thought it was good. So I got all these people on my team who I thought were down to dunk because I thought they were doing really well. And it turned out I did very poorly because they were all injured.
You only played your injured players.
Yes. And so I almost got kicked out of the league because I was so bad. But then I talked to my friend and I was like, I don't know why I'm doing so bad. It's saying I should be doing really well. They're all down to dunk. And he was like, that is not what that means.
not
yes. And so now my mistake was rectified. I'm much better at fantasy now, but down to dunk. That's how our podcast got its name.
That's
me
it.
Being an idiot.
I love it. It's a great story.
God.
We like to rehash it every once in a while because there's people that jump in new that have no idea what we're talking about when we say down to dunk. So we've got only 2 series left. We are watching the Heat and the Pacers, which game one was yesterday. Pacers won, I think, by 11.
They just dominated them.
Yeah, they look great. I'm not sure it'll sustain, but they look great right now. So, and then the Spurs and Thunder start tonight. So let's start talking about the Eastern Conference real quick, and then we'll just transition into Thunder and go into Twitter questions. What do you guys think, Taylor?
I think the Pacers are trolling us about as hard as Mitch Narni trolls us on the Down to Dunk podcast.
Beef. Who's Mitch?
First shots. No, it's like 4th shots. But anyway, I think that this was an aberration.
They're trolling you. You've hated them since game
one. You have been so mad about
this
Pacers team.
They're not going to shoot over 50. They're not going to shoot 53% for the rest of the series.
I don't think
they have to.
I don't think they have to.
Totally.
Here's my thought.
They killed them.
Here's my thought about the Heat.
They killed them game one. They have to do it 3 more times against the Heat. There's no way. They get one more win.
Why not?
They get one more win.
Here's my thought on the whole thing. The Heat don't have the perimeter scoring that they've had their last 3 years that they've played. The Pacers, or the last 3 years that they've gotten to the finals. And what you saw yesterday is they couldn't space the floor or pull the bigs out of the Pacers because they didn't have that perimeter. They're playing James Jones, legitimate minutes.
Yeah. Who's been shooting really well.
Yes, he's been shooting really well, but I'm saying, like, they don't have the Mike Miller, and Battier isn't who he was. I think there's a chance that this is And PJ Carlissimo said this as well, but I don't think this team is as good as the Heat teams have been in the last 3 years.
I agree.
They're old.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Their role players are old. And that, I mean, that matters once you get to the conference finals.
And I think the other thing that I don't give much value to the Brooklyn or the Bobby. They played the seven seed and the what, six seed is who they played to get to where they are. So I think that we overvalue the Heat's first two rounds. And so I'm not the guy that says, okay, well, it's an aberration and it'll be 4-1 in the final.
Brooklyn's not good.
Oh.
Brooklyn was not good.
I don't know. That team is overrated just by looking at the names on the roster. I mean, Joe Johnson is head and shoulders above everybody on that roster. No one else comes close to being as good as he is. Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett are shells of themselves. I mean, that is not a very good team.
They're not very well coached.
They needed Sean Livingston to be really good. Mm-hmm. That's not a very good sentence.
That's not a very good sentence. I'm not picking against the Heat. I don't know if I'm still ready to do that. But the Pacers, I think, are going to make this. It may be the seven game series that we thought it could be.
This is what it is for me. The Heat are not as good as last year, but they have been a really good team, one of the top two teams in the East for the entire season.
No way. What do you mean top two in the East?
Best in the East.
I'm just kidding. The East has two good teams.
Yeah, that was it.
But, okay, one of the top teams in the league.
It's not
the Pacers for 3 months have been so inconsistent and have had Roy Hibbert's had three good games in the playoffs. They have done nothing to show. They had one good game against the Heat so far,
but
too.
But he kills the...
They haven't... It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I don't care. No. The Pacers are trolling us. They get
you're
one more
so
win.
Loud.
I don't know.
They get one more win.
Taylor, this is your last live pod, and you're just going to scream at me.
Seriously.
This is my chance to get it out.
Get all this off your chest, man.
You're mad at the Pacers because they've been inconsistent.
It doesn't matter.
The thing is,
the Heat have been inconsistent, too, right?
Not
like the Pacers.
Taylor, the Pacers are about to get their groove back.
The thing about this Pacers team is that they get up for this Heat team.
Yeah.
There was nothing about them that got up to play the Hawks. I mean, you could see it on the court. There's nothing. I mean, they got up to play the Wizards some, but then they could get destroyed. But this team is different versus the Heat.
The Wizards are way better than Brooklyn and the Bobcats.
Oh, I mean, without
beating a better team.
Without
sure.
question.
You know, it's like...
But it's going to be a long series.
So what do you guys, what's your picks? Heat and six.
Pacers and seven.
Heat and seven.
I'm going to go Heat and seven. I want to go Pacers and seven. I just, a game seven with, I mean, I just see LeBron doing one of those 55-point games.
It's in Indiana.
Yeah. Which has mattered zero so far.
It's true.
This playoff series.
That's true. But it might. I mean,
it will in this series.
It can give you that much more.
They look great yesterday.
I don't expect them to play like that ever again. But they have a shot because of David West and Roy Hibbert and what they can do to those Heat bigs.
David West, so good. All right, any other thoughts about the Pacers and the Heat?
They suck.
The Pacers do?
I didn't get to watch the game yesterday because I was flying back from Vegas all day. So
I didn't get to watch much of it. I had to follow the...
I didn't know we were in Bragtown.
Yeah. I was flying back from Vegas yesterday. First class.
Making fast stacks, yeah.
You did win some money on
money
the Thunder
I,
game.
Won money at the Thunder game and then promptly lost it. all in all, I left Vegas. A loser.
But I felt
like a winner in my heart.
Yeah, you did.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Fun, yo. Shout out to Brittany. I saw Brittany.
Brittany.
It's Brittany B.
Brittany, okay. Brittany is so this they sell hats that are all black hats, like flat bill hats, that just say work on them. At the Britney concert. Who buys that? I wanted to so bad.
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
On the whole week, I was walking, I'm like, I want to work, bitch.
Like, who buys that seriously?
The thing is, where do you wear it once you buy it? Like, you really can't wear it out in public.
Weddings.
Bar mitzvahs. Quinceañeras.
Baptisms.
But I almost bought the coffee mug that said the same thing. But in the end, I just couldn't.
You can only have it in the privacy of your own home.
No, or terrible places like dirty clubs. And
well, I know that
you frequent.
I know that is my lifestyle, but I just couldn't bring myself to pull the trigger. And it was also like $40,
nope.
$40 hat.
Nope.
And they also have an edited version that says work B asterisk asterisk CH.
That's how Jade.
It's no better.
I'll text that every once in a while when I feel guilty about cussing so much. Via text.
All right. Well, we can move on.
All right. Well, it's time to talk about the Thunder Spurs. That series tips off tonight, 8 o'clock here, Central Time. I'm... yeah. That's...
Twitter questions.
Hey, so let's... Can we just discuss one thing?
No.
It feels like it's been forever between Game 6 and Game 1.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Twitter questions. I said
that
Twitter,
was it?
Twitter questions.
I thought we were going to discuss.
No,
I
just,
okay, Twitter questions. Brian underscore Matthews. Brent.
Everything's going to get discussed in Twitter questions.
Brian underscore Matthews. What lineup will be most effective against the Spurs?
Serge Ibaka.
Jay. Dang. Guys.
You guys didn't read the tweets this morning?
What'd they say?
I'm just kidding. Nothing.
The tweets at 5 in the morning?
Yeah.
Crazy
Darnell
people.
Mayberry's out writing about Serge.
I think the most effective lineup is anything with Kevin Durant at the four.
Yep.
He's got to be our power forward in this series. I think Steven Adams, Kevin Durant, and then Thomas Efolosha, Reggie Jackson, Russell Westbrook.
That's good.
I think that's probably the most effective. I don't know how long that squad would play together, but I think that would be the most effective by far. And Scott Brooks probably isn't going to do anything like this, but I would love to see Perry Jones in this series.
For Serge's minutes?
Yeah.
Not for Serge's minutes completely, but
to take some of his minutes. I think that he actually was the guy who started in place of Serge in the one game
I remember
that he missed. So it would be interesting to see him get some run against the team, because it would be kind of a curveball to the Spurs.
I think that's what you, in my mind, that's what you have to do in this series. And I don't know if Brooks will do it. You just have to go reckless, abandon, as far as throwing everything out until something works.
Even starting, I mean, if you did the same lineup instead of Tavis Efolosha, or instead of Reggie Jackson, you put in Jeremy Lamb, which I would like to see. It's more likely that they do that same lineup, but Caron Butler is there instead of Reggie or instead of Lamb. I don't know. Maybe they don't throw out Lamb until they're down 3-0 or something.
If Lamb plays any minutes, not trash minutes, in this series, I will pay you guys $5 a piece.
Okay.
Dang.
I just don't think it happens. The reason I would throw, and the reason I even would have suggested throwing Lamb out against the Clippers, because they move so fast.
Yeah,
on the perimeter, so quick the ball moves so quickly that to have some athleticism that can cut down those spaces, and that's just what Butler doesn't have. Like all the things he does bring, he does not bring quickness out there. And so
he's a forward though.
Yeah, he really is. He's a three, and he can even play a four at this, now.
Yeah.
But I think that the Durant at the four is what everybody is looking for. The question I have is, what is Brooks' rollout as the starting lineup? I think it's Perkins, Tabo, Russ. You think they put Collison at the four?
I think so.
I think they start with Collison. I think you're going to get a heavy dose of Collison and a heavy dose of Steven Adams at the four, and then both of them splitting time at the five.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, are you excited to see a heavy dose of Steven Adams?
Of course I am. Yeah. He's been so good.
Against the Clippers, he was phenomenal.
He did say he felt like an old man after he played 40 minutes.
That's a weird thing for a 19-year-old to say.
Which doesn't sound too good. But
well, Luke, he's 20, so
makes a little
things?
Bit more sense.
But I think that's more of like going from 18 minutes a game
to going to 40
minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Especially getting beat up by those fools.
A follow-up question from Brian James Matthews. Favorite Thunder lineup of all time?
We've talked about this before.
Nenad. And anyone else.
Anything with
Nenad, Eaton Thomas. That's it for me. Robert Swift.
In all honesty, it's probably the Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Serge Ibaka, Kendrick Perkins lineup. I mean, that was killer.
Yeah.
It's just hard because I wanted to, like, if I could create lineups out of different eras.
Mix
you know,
and match.
You know, that would be.
Put Steven Adams in there instead.
I would.
That's what I would do, too.
That's a great lineup.
Yeah.
That's a great lineup.
I mean, it's really good. I know we don't like to talk about James Harden being a good thing, but he was very good.
He was really good.
He was good at basketball.
Right, and I may even, for some of that, at that period, I may have even enjoyed Nick Collison at the four more than Serge at that time.
Sure, yeah.
Just because of the way they move the ball together.
Yeah, because Serge is definitely not the player he is today.
Which is why, I'll be honest with you, which is why I think that the Thunder have more of a chance than a lot of people are giving them. Nick Collison will get some good playing time at the four, and he moves the ball for him.
He does. So offensively, I don't think they're really going to struggle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really
have
don't.
To score 125 points a game.
Yeah, it's going to be they're going to have to outscore the Spurs.
Which they can.
They can, and Reggie Jackson's going to be super key to this. Yeah.
So,
any other all-time lineups?
No all-time
anything
lineups.
Anything with Kyle Weaver in it.
Oh,
dude, I thought Kyle Weaver was a player.
I thought he was good.
Dude, I thought he'd be in the league.
He's in Israel, isn't he?
I was wrong.
He wasn't as bad as some of these guys that are still in that have stayed in the league, like as bench warmers, end of the bench guys.
Like who?
I can't think of any, but I remember.
He wasn't as bad as Royal Ivy. Like they're not. Royal Ivy's not like leaps and bounds beyond Kyle Weaver.
He's just friends with Kevin Durant.
That's true.
Next question from Andy Worcester. How many times will the word small market be used on the broadcast?
Oh, God. Hundreds and hundreds.
Over under 350.
Who's doing the? It's on TNT, so it's probably Steve Kerr and Marv Albert.
Steve Kerr, man, can he coach today?
Is he start? Will he be gone?
No,
I know they brought. They brought Mark Jackson back to the ESPN in about a week.
Instantly, yeah. That was not cool.
that was not cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be used all the time. I mean, that's just the way it is.
A small market in the Western Conference Finals. Wow. Both of them.
Two
technically small
markets. Small
markets, right? Which is funny because San Antonio is like the fifth largest city or something like that in the Union.
Oh, we're a big league city.
Then how many times are they going to compare our river walks?
Oh, well, hopefully
zero.
Hopefully zero. I'm not a huge fan of our river walk, but I've never ridden it. Maybe it could be magical.
It could be.
Nope.
It's not.
What if it was like magical. What if you just found out it was like a raging rapids the whole time?
That would be awesome if they would just turn up the jets.
Yeah.
Turn up.
I wonder if they have that, like, just wait. We've been waiting to show you guys this. Hit the jets.
You know, I think the Thunder are getting out of that. I haven't heard it that much. I guess maybe I'm not paying attention to that word. It's not one of my buzzwords.
I think it's something that we've learned to ignore.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me anymore. They're in the Western Conference Finals for the third time in 4 years, so
it's pretty awesome.
Small market that, Steve Kerr.
At Mitch Narney.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
The chances pop sandbag this season against the Thunder. What does this mean, Mitch Narney?
That is such a troll question.
Zero.
No way, man. He did not sandbag anything.
Did he sit people when we played him?
No.
When we played against him?
Well, people were hurt. Kawhi didn't play played only a quarter of one game, and Manu was out one game, and Pop was sleeping through one of them. So maybe.
No, I don't know. He's crafty.
No,
man.
I don't think that he did.
No.
He's a crafty vet.
I think it's a bad matchup.
How about this? Somebody, I think it was Darryl Mayberry, mentioned that Scott Brooks has outcoached Greg Popovich in a playoff series already in his career. Like, it's happened. I don't know that it'll ever happen again, but it happened in 2012.
This is his chance, though. We thought, I mean, he could bring it this series.
He's got to.
I think it's already been brought in.
Nothing has happened.
Sorry.
Next question from Zach Boyd, 04. Who's the most underrated player on this OKC roster that, if given minutes, could maybe help fill the absence of Ibaka?
I'm not going down this road. Everybody knows where I stand.
But this is an appropriate question for you to answer.
It is.
Here's the deal. Here's the thing with my Lamb love. Is it something, and we've talked about this before, that I will have no chance to prove until two seasons from now, probably, or next season.
Next season.
I think Lamb, for me, what my constant argument against for the Lamb versus Butler and Fisher minutes has been he could not do any worse. Those guys have been god awful in this playoffs, and they're not playing defense on a level that's spectacular. So there's nothing that they are bringing that he couldn't at least probably bring, is my opinion. But it's unable to be proven thought. And so for me, it's just, I think that Lamb would be a good, Perry Jones is another one. We saw him, I mean, he shot great from the corner.
Yeah.
He can space the floor. As far as underrated players in this series, it's hard for me to say. Obviously, I want to see Lamb. I'm not alone in that sentiment. But I can't tell you, I know that he would come out and do this. If I knew, obviously, then I would know something that the people that watch him practice every single day don't know.
Yeah, I think that I would rather see Perry Jones just because I think he has a more defined role on this team, and that he's a defender, corner three guy. And that's when he did play, that's pretty much all that he did. And Lamb's role is not really defined out there on the court.
He would be more of a stereotypical two guard in a lot of for a lot of teams, but he just doesn't, he can't have that role.
We can't put him in that role now.
He can't. Yeah.
I mean,
he can't ball dominate.
It would be a panic move.
Yep.
Right away. I think you can insert Perry Jones as a role player, and it still work.
The thing about Lamb is he's not Daquan Cook. You know, like that's the role that they would have. As far as him, just come in.
He's not a heat check guy.
Yeah, exactly. He's more of a, I need the ball and I can make moves and go to the rim. And some of that time you want that, but as far as what they need, I don't know if that's the hugest need.
I mean, I don't know. I think Lamb is more talented right now than Caron Butler and Derek Fisher, without a doubt. I think that it just comes down to trust and knowing that these guys are going to be in the right places, whether or not they're playing great defense or whether or not they're making shots is... You know, it's really up to them, and it's up to, you know, other forces that we don't understand. I think that he knows that they're going to be in the right spots.
We'll say.
Well, like, I mean, they're going to, like, these guys have made shots in their whole career. Like, what's keeping them from making shots?
I'm
like,
calling it right now. Are you ready?
Lay it on us.
Fisher is going to have a big series.
He's a Spurs killer.
And not in a big series like he's going to average 15, but he's going to knock down two or three big shots in the series.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I'd like that. He's a Spurs killer?
Yeah.
Dang.
Dang. We're going to see what Karen can do against his team.
Oh, Karen Buehler.
Next question from OG JD Dub. Can the Thunder legitimately win it all without Serge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can they? Yes.
There's got to be a lot of luck involved.
There's got to be some luck, but there's also got to be...
And Kevin Durant has to be a raging, crazy power forward.
And so does Russell Westbrook. I mean, he doesn't need to be power forward, but he could. He could, dude. Rebounds better than anybody. I think that Russ and Durant need to get that flow back that they had in a couple games against the Clippers, in the second half against the Clippers, especially the fourth quarter against the Clippers.
In game 6 and 7 versus the
I don't know if you guys Grizzlies. So did you watch, y'all didn't happen to watch NBA Countdown yesterday from 2 to 2:30 before the game kicked off here?
Nope.
You know who's on the Thunder bandwagon?
Jalen Rose.
Bill Simmons.
He is
100% on the, he said yesterday, and he said it before, he said Russ and Durant have the Pippen Jordan thing going on right now, and I think they're the best team in the league right now. And then he said this, I know it's the kiss of death, it feels like
this.
But what he said that what you're going to see is that the Western Conference Finals are going to be the NBA Finals. It's the best two teams in the league, and whoever wins that's going to be the champion.
I mean, I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that.
I don't know what happened, though. Like, where did you come from, Bill? Did you finally, all the hate mail that I've been sending you, did it finally get through?
I don't know. I think that something did change with this Thunder team after the Durant MVP speech.
Yeah.
I mean, something it's been different. And, you know, they let up in that one fourth quarter against the Clippers. But other than that, I mean, this team is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And they were, that third and fourth quarter against the Clippers in game 6 was, you just saw them. This is what we do. We'll take our time, and all of a sudden now we're up by 10.
And it was without Serge Ibaka that they killed them. So, I mean, this team is not done by any stretch.
Do we know what's Do we know like what's officially wrong with Serge Ibaka?
It's a grade 2 calf strain.
It's bad enough now where he's wheeling around on one of those carts.
Apparently, it's like it's not like an injury that's going to ever hinder him in the future, but it's something that just takes a long time to heal. Okay. That it's very easy to re-injure. Okay. So,
because someone was saying it's like an Achilles tendon tear. And I was wrong. Like, I don't think that's correct.
Totally wrong. Hey, so here's the question I have, though. So this would be a good time for us to make predictions, or do you want to do that in a minute?
We got one more question.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is from Kevin Shaler. Does Adams' athleticism mean he could still play the five and small lineup, even away from the basket, or is it Collison that would? I would love to see him at the five and a small lineup.
I think you have to. I don't think Collison can protect the rim the way that you need.
He can't.
For Parker. Now, the issue, Steven Adams may foul out because, I mean, these guys, I know that Blake and DeAndre, that would have been a team that he could have fouled out a lot, but their game is way more suited for Steven Adams because it's more of a banging, you know?
Yeah.
Like push, 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 layup, push, 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 layup. And against the Spurs, it's more of a, I'm going to pump fake you, go underneath you, fly around. And so he has to be very disciplined. Especially, he's going to get a lot of minutes on Duncan, I think.
Yeah.
Is it him or maybe he'll play against Splitter?
Splitter some. If he's in the game and Splitter and Duncan are in the game, you put him on Duncan. Sure. And you put Durant on Splitter.
Duncan's so crafty, he could get Steven in trouble. Now, the good thing is we have a decent amount of bigs to throw out there if we're running small.
Perk
ball.
is gonna play on Duncan.
And he does
a lot.
I mean, he does pretty well against Duncan, actually.
Yeah, he's a smart defender. So
he just is so limited in his athleticism at the rim.
Yeah,
You think they'll ever run a Perkins Adams lineup?
I wouldn't count that out as the starting lineup.
I will cry for the first quarter.
I really wouldn't, because I mean Brooks hasn't told anybody what he's gonna do. So I wouldn't rule it out.
They'd just be so offensively inept.
Defensively,
they would be so bad. Because you got two guys that can shoot and three guys that can't. Tabo needs to have some big series as far as scoring, too.
I know. He's got to be able to hit that corner three.
He's way better in that Clipper series. But still not great.
Still not the 42% that he was for 2 years. Like, what was that? Okay, let's move on.
Do we want to do predictions?
Let's do best case.
Best case, worst case. I guess you can make predictions on that.
Best case, worst.
Best case.
So we're going to go. What we're going to do is we're going to give you two sides of the coin. We're going to give you the two most annoying Thunder fans that you will talk to before this series. One that is just supremely optimistic and one who's supremely pessimistic.
Which is also known as
Luke versus Jay.
The local media.
Yeah.
Luke versus
and Twitter.
And Twitter, yeah.
Fans are just crazy, and that's okay because I kind of am crazy too.
Let's do best case for the Thunder, and we're only going to talk in good superlatives right now. The Thunder have the very best player in the NBA in Kevin Durant. I think he's playing the best. I think that he is the best player, and the best player usually wins a series. And he also has a running mate named Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Who has proven to be probably he outplayed Chris Paul in the second round, who is the best point guard in the NBA. So I think that he's playing the best basketball of any point guard in the NBA right now too.
And there are times when he's playing better than Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
he's been the best player for the Thunder this series.
Yeah.
This season, without a doubt.
I saw someone saying that there's a chance we get to the finals. Russell Westbrook, Finals MVP.
There's a chance of that. I think if we were being honest, I think that if the Clipper series was the finals, that Russell Westbrook deserved it. Kevin Durant will still get it.
Yeah.
He will. That's happened a lot in the past.
Yeah.
Where somebody does outplay the best player and the
Kobe
best player
Celtics
still gets it.
Series. I mean, he was Pau Gasol was better than him in that series.
Yeah, at least in game 7.
Yeah, at least in game 7, but
so well. So,
Tibbetts going to come in and average a double-double, right?
MVP.
That's ridiculous.
Now, hold on.
Was that too far?
That's
too far. Sorry.
This is the cussing pod.
I know. I'm going to have to get my bleeper out.
Yeah.
Beep. I can't say d-
Not again.
Nope.
Okay, so best, that's what do we call it? Not best case, worst case. Best case,
best
worst case.
Worst case.
Okay. Best case to
best
worst case.
Case. Worst case.
Breast case.
Worst case.
Breast cage.
Are we still going?
No, let's keep going. Best
we got to go all best cases.
Are we
breast
not done?
Breast cage, horse cage.
Here's what's going to happen. Perry Jones is going to come into the game, and he's going to have an impact.
He's going to dunk on Duncan.
He's going to be a guy who's going to be able to cover Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi and punch.
Kawhi and punch. He's so good.
And he's going to hit corner threes, and he's really going to help this team, and Brooks is going to change his lineup.
Man, you could put him at the three and Durant at the four.
Yeah.
Golly, that'd be good.
You I mean, they're just the four.
I'm with
it's
you.
On the
I
team.
Like it. Best cased.
And I think they're going to be, I think the Thunder win it in five.
Best cased?
Best case.
Steven Adams.
Gentlemen,
plays
sweep.
30 minutes a game.
Yeah, he will. And he's gonna dominate. He's going to average a double-double in this series.
Yep. He's going to get 10 rebounds, 11 points.
40 blocks.
And 15 blocks.
Am I good at this game?
Taylor doesn't really get it.
Russ, best cased. Russ will outplay Tony Parker and will average one assist shy of a triple-double.
Whoa. Oh,
dang. Which is crazy to think that that's not
crazy.
Insane to think about, right?
Yeah.
He's been 8-8 from rebounds and assists for him.
Awesome.
Yeah, yes.
He's been the best player on this team by far.
I'm so happy he's back.
Kevin Durant's going to average 35 points a game.
Ooh.
That's the same as his number.
It's the same.
Oh.
Best cased. Butler and Fisher shoot between 40
and
50%.
100%.
You're great at this.
Wow, God. Good job, Taylor.
I think Butler and Fisher shoot 100%.
Don't miss a shot.
I think, yeah. So this team has a shot.
Best cased.
It's the best.
I've got to come. I'm going to look at Fisher being Spurs killer. I want to see if that's true.
He's been.
I'm excited about that. That makes me a little excited.
So what's your best case? He's going to hit a game-winning shot with 0.4 seconds left?
Best case, he's... I don't know. I'm not very good at this game either.
Taylor, why don't you tell him?
Best,
best
case scenario,
best
Fisher.
Case Fisher.
5 for 7, 3-point.
One game.
That's
a pretty... I think that could happen.
He'll take them.
Yeah, he will.
That'd be cool.
I think Scott, if he told Scott Brooks, I'd like to start at point guard, he would start at point guard.
And then Russ would move to the two.
I saw a picture, I think Anthony Slater posted it at practice, and it's Brooks and Fish sitting by themselves, like having discussions.
Brooks is saying, yeah, what'd he say? You ever played small forward before?
Yeah. No, he said.
Power forward?
Have you ever thought about starting a power forward? That was funny. Worst case scenario.
What's best case about Scott Brooks? Can we have one about him?
Oh, that he just... goes on everybody, and he just throws out these lineups.
He's
that
creative.
We just
that's
don't know.
The worst thing that's been said today, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is.
I mean, it's just not like the most appealing word I've ever heard in my life.
Come on, y'all.
It's not offensive.
What about moist?
Okay, stop. Okay, I'm gonna have to get my bleeper out.
Scott Brooks.
You are.
Scott Brooks.
So he just goes crazy with his lineups, and he starts. Perry Jones or Jeremy Lamb to begin with.
Once again, if it's Jeremy Lamb on the court to start the game,
I get $5.
And
tears.
I will weep.
Ooh, me too.
Same thing. I bring $20 next time we meet together. I'll have to mail it to you, Taylor, which will cost more than the $5.
You'll just have to do the weepy face emoji.
That's your bet.
He's gonna and they're going to play small for a majority of the game.
Best case is that they play small for a majority of the game. That's
that
my
Kevin
best
Durant
case.
Is not a perimeter player. Per se, that he's their power forward. And he's going to, I mean, he's still playing on the perimeter, but he's their power forward for the series. Best case.
Best case, one last one. Serge Ibaka comes back for the finals.
Worst case scenario. Here we go.
Worst case scenario.
Kevin Durant and Russell leave.
After game one. After game one, yeah.
They are just fed
like, we can't do this, guys.
Sorry, guys. Small market. We're going to LA.
I have another worst case. Everyone on the Thunder accidentally runs into each other. They all break their necks.
Taylor.
Everyone's paralyzed.
See, Taylor, you don't get it.
See.
Worst case.
Here, I'll give you
that's
worst.
One of the worst case things you can
I'll give you a worst case. Okay. Kevin Durant
or Russell Westbrook doesn't show up for one of the games.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely
No, they show up, but they don't show up in the playing. Taylor,
Russ?
Get with the program.
Russell Westbrook?
Worst case, Scott Brooks tries to be too normal.
Yeah, he starts off. He has a power forward and a center on the court all the time.
Yep,
that's not a good thing.
Playing two bigs, not a good thing.
Not when one of them is not Serge Ibaka.
Go ahead.
This is a real one.
Okay.
Reggie Jackson.
That's what I was about to say.
Has a bad series because we really need him to have a good
doesn't
series.
Average.
We didn't even talk about
digits.
Him in best case. Best case, no. He averages 20 a game.
Oh, sweet.
Because he averaged 22 against the Spurs. Yeah.
Worst case.
So that's not best case. That's
worst case, 6 points a game.
Yeah. If he averages 6 points a game, there's no way we win.
Worst case, Steven Adams fouls out of 3 out of the 4 games that they play.
In 3 minutes.
That they lose.
He could legitimately foul out in 10 minutes.
Against Splitter and Duncan, those guys
savvy
are crafty,
vets.
Man. They'll finesse him to death.
I'm not that scared of Thiago Splitter. Doing real things against Splitter.
Yeah. Worst case?
Worst case, Kawhi Leonard is able to shut down Kevin Durant at some level.
And also can score on him.
And he'll average,
20 plus.
He's averaging 17. I think he had averaged 17 points in the last series.
He only missed 4 shots that whole series or something like that.
Yeah, he was ridiculous.
Worst case, KD's playing the 4, Boris Diaw has to guard him, and Boris Diaw goes all LeBron James, best defender ever against Kevin Durant.
Worst case, Caron and Fisher continue to shoot at 30% or less.
Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Tears for me.
Tears
for sorrow.
God, you're already so emotional about this series.
I'm just excited. I really am excited because I think that there's a chance that he does. Like, I think this is it's different than the Russ injury because you still have your two guns, right? But for me, it's like gives you this opportunity. Put it all out there because you have nothing to lose. Yeah, the expectations are gone, right?
Kind of.
Like, there's nothing. Nobody's going to look at Brooks and say you lost this series. Everybody will look at Serge and say,
"Yeah, I mean that was the excuse is there now."
Exactly. So put it all out there. Go crazy. But anyway, that's worst case.
Worst case scenario: Boris Diaw eats Grant Jarrett.
Whoa! Oh, Taylor, come on, man. We didn't even mention Grant Jarrett. Grant Jarrett's the key to this.
Best case, he comes in,
knocks down some threes.
Matt Bonner's the game.
Whoa.
In a suit.
Do we have any other worst case?
They lose in 4 because they can't close out games. Worst case.
And the Spurs, the worst case, Spurs average 118 to 125 a game.
Which is not very possible because Tony Parker is going to turn the corner on that pick and roll and he's going to see not Serge Ibaka. And he's going to go right to the rim.
Steven Adams has to play.
I just got
all
sick.
All the time.
Yeah.
You just got to hedge the crap out of those screens, man. Yeah. You cannot.
Mm-hmm. The Thunder can do that.
They can. The issue is going to be tonight, like, do they take time to adjust? Like, when you went from the Grizzlies to the Clippers, but it was like 2 days apart, in that series, you saw them having to change because they went underneath screens because they were way more concerned about Marc Gasol and penetrating. And then the Clippers, it was like they started fighting over them after game one or fighting through them, and it changed kind of the way they approached the game. And so have they spent the last, like I said, it's been since Thursday, so they spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday working on the way to attack Parker off of it. Because Parker's not a stop-and-shoot guy.
No.
And they're not running J.J. Redick all around. You know?
Yep.
And they're a very different team, and so are they ready to attack and cover the rim for everybody else, which is why Durant is huge.
Yeah.
He's a huge piece of this.
And Durant defensively can have an impact on this series. Not maybe as great as Serge Ibaka's, but he can play a similar role.
Yep.
Given the chance.
He's so long.
Yep.
7'6" wingspan or whatever.
It's insane.
At least 5 foot.
Who's going to be tweeting from our account?
All of us.
Well, I don't.
Why not?
Sure, well, I don't know. I don't have the
Yeah, we do.
I need to get the password. Maybe we'll just start.
I'll give it to you right now on air. I literally almost did.
Well, we need to, because I just see someone's going crazy. I see someone going crazy during this series. That's a worst case scenario. Someone goes literally insane.
One of us?
On Twitter.
Who do you think it would be out of all of us?
You, Jay. I'm talking about you. You're already so emotional.
But here's the thing. I will say, in the same way that I feel like Scott Brooks has that leniency, I feel like for me, I'm not as emotionally... Like, they should have beaten the Clippers. I was frustrated when they looked like crap against the Clippers. I was frustrated when they were down 3-2 against the Grizzlies because they shouldn't have been down 3-2 to the Grizzlies. If they go out here and get swept, I'll be like, well, they didn't have Serge, and that's a big deal. Now, yeah. I'll still be frustrated. I'll still be let down, but I'm not going to be on the edge of my seat going, why? Like,
yeah.
Now, it all depends on if they play in the way that they can. Now, if Kevin Durant goes out there and they make like those runs where they just turn into this dribble down until 4 seconds left on the shot clock and shoot a fadeaway three-pointer, like, that's the stuff that's unacceptable to me,
yeah.
And they should be better. But anyway, I'm not. I'm emotional because I'm excited. I'm not emotional because I'm like, it's all on the line. I'm going to die if they don't win. Like, Western Conference Finals to me with a team without Serge Ibaka is a successful season.
Yeah.
Winning is ideal, and then winning the championship is – and I still think they have the possibility of doing that, but I'm not on that point. So.
Yeah.
Ooh,
did that make sense?
Guys, it makes perfect sense. Get a V.
Okay, let's do picks and then do game time.
I just want to keep pushing through. Picks, Andrew.
Spurs in seven.
Taylor.
Andrew. Thunder in seven. Worst case.
I said Spurs in six yesterday. And I maybe changed that, but I'm going to stick with it right now.
Thunder in seven.
Ooh, split. The pot is split.
A lot of beef right now.
Actually, I know... I need you to say something, but I can't tell you to.
I said Spurs in six.
Oh, okay, never mind. Cool. We got Andrew and Jay's hate. So
we're on this reverse jinx game. Sometimes during the – this is just for our listeners. Sometimes during the games, if they're not playing well, Andrew and Taylor and I – sorry, Luke. We don't bother you with our texts about basketball too much.
Yes, you do. You do, too.
So, we don't. we will just start ripping each person on the team and just as kind of a reverse jinx method. It works.
It works.
It does work. Works.
If you wonder why the Thunder win, that's why.
Solely responsible, we are.
We know why Scott Brooks was hired by Sam Presti, too.
It's the ultimate reverse jinx. We know why.
Saturday morning, I thought Spurs in five. Like, I was... down in the dumps.
I could tell. Man. You were down. You were DTD down to dumps.
I was down in my dumps, and then, but now I really think that the Thunder have a better chance than that. So,
welcome back to reality.
So one more Spurs Thunder thought. Did you hear the interviews yesterday from the Spurs?
No.
Tony Parker and Popovich. They all were just like, we're preparing as if Serge Ibaka is going to play.
I saw that. That's
we don't believe
so
he's
weird.
Out.
They think it's a mind game.
This is not a Thunder move to...
No.
That's not really an anybody move to do
How
this.
How happy would you be if this was a mind game, though? First
they don't
real
ever
mind
do
game
that.
By the Thunder?
That'd be crazy.
But good thing is with the spacing out of this... Taylor and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but the spacing out of this series, he's going to get... If they can get it to seven... He's going to get 2 to almost 3 full weeks of rehab on that calf before. Now, the issue is it's such a delicate re-injury.
Yeah, it's the same injury that
Tabo
had. So, yeah. And it took him...
What, 4.5 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah, it took him a while.
Yeah,
But who knows?
Serge is part Wolverine.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I know. Now I do.
Now I do know that.
It's game time.
Let's Thunder up.
Thunder up.
This game is called. Excuse me. Excuse me is what I said. This is Playoff Edition, so I'm gonna give you some of the best playoff
performances.
Sorry, that's a P word I don't use. On
playoff that. Performances.
In the history of the NBA, and
I like
you're it. Tell me who it is. So here we go.
You're terrible at this game.
This player scored 23 points and had 24 assists. Is it Magic, Stockton, Oscar Robertson, LeBron?
Stockton.
Big O.
Magic.
Stockton.
Ooh,
hold your own score, please. This player scored 56 points on 74% shooting. was it? MJ, Wilt, Barkley, Elgin Baylor.
Will you name it? Will you say that again? Their stat. No, their stat.
56 points on 74% shooting.
Wilt,
Barkley, Elgin Baylor.
Barkley.
I'll go Barkley too.
I said Wilt.
Oh, you already said Wilt. It's Barkley.
Yay!
God, Barkley was so good.
He was awesome.
Dude, I was watching.
People Barkley underrate him so because of how goofy he is on TNT.
And then he didn't win the championship.
Had a line of 21, 20, 10, and 8 blocks in a game in the finals. Game 6. Was it Timmy, Wilt, Bill Russell, or Roger Mason Jr.?
Tim Duncan.
Timmy Deuce Cam.
Name the other one so I don't do the same as them.
Wilt, Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
It was Timmy.
Yeah.
Tied up. UPR.
This player scored 25 consecutive points, but had 29 of last 30 points for his team in the second half to win the game. Was it MJ, Kobe, Melo, or LeBron?
LeBron.
Kobish. LeBron.
That was the Pistons game, right?
Yeah. That was the conference we were talking
about. 2007. This player scored 61 points and had 22 rebounds. David Thompson, Elgin Baylor, Dr. J, and MJ.
He's Elgin Baylor?
Yeah, I was going to say Elgin Baylor.
Dr. J.
Elgin Baylor.
Bum, 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 bum.
We got two more, Luke. You got to come back. This player had 44 points, 21 rebounds, and 7 blocks. Was it Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes.
Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, or the late, great Austin Rivers?
Shaq, because Austin Rivers hasn't been in the playoffs yet.
He's also not late. He's still back. Luke?
What?
Shaq. It was Shaq.
Boom.
This is the last one. This one's worth all the marbles.
So really, just all you have to do is get this one.
Until we get to the last one. This player had 30 points and 40 rebounds. Bill Russell, Wilt, Barkley, Doug Christie.
I don't think it's Doug Christie.
Bill
Russell.
I'm going to say Wilt.
I'm going to say Bill Russell.
It was Bill Russell.
Dang it.
Luke and I won.
How many points did you have?
I had 5.
Well, you both got the last question. You did both win.
He had 4.
It doesn't matter.
So points don't matter.
But could have.
Well, sometimes they do. Sometimes
did Wilt
don't.
Never have that stat line ever in the playoffs?
Not in the playoffs, brother. I looked up best playoff performances. Top 15, Wilt didn't have any of them.
Dang. Really? Wilt is still. I guess I don't know that much about him.
I guess I don't know that much about him. Sound like a hook on a song. It's the new Iggy Azalea song.
And make it the new hook on.
I guess I don't know that much
single.
About him.
Let's have that be the outgoing music.
I guess I don't know that much about him. All right. That got Andrew. I like it.
Do we have is anyone miffed or is anyone peeved? I feel like people have some miffs and peeves going on.
I've been miffed and peeved about one thing, and I talked to Andrew about it the other day when we did kind of a post-surge injury podcast.
Pre-surge injury.
Or pre-surge injury. I feel like Steven Adams is getting a bad reputation for no reason.
Yeah.
And it's miffing and peeving me off.
In what way?
Yeah.
People, especially after was at game 2, people were calling him a goon. Like, is he the next Bill Laimbeer? It's like, he's not intentionally doing anything like that.
I totally think he is.
See, I think.
I think there's a difference between trying to get under people's skin in the sense of being a little bit chubby, but like clubbing people. And people were using that Chris Paul play where he stepped out of bounds, and Steven was in the air. And then if you saw Chris Paul, he launched himself both into him and then out of him as a flop. And everybody's just like, and David Thorpe even, who's like my favorite ESPN writer from the True Hoop Network, and he talked about he's dangerously close to getting to that goon level, which for him is not worthy of his talent. Like, he's too good to be that. And I just feel like that's another one of those things where you watch one play out of an 82-game regular season and make an assessment on who a player is.
Yeah. I don't think he's like Bill Laimbeer, like he's trying to intentionally hurt people, but I do think he is doing little things to get under people's
skin. I just think that's who he is. I think he's just a physical basketball player.
And he's also being tutored by Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah. That's true.
It's like Kendrick Perkins is telling him, like, all right, so you want to know what's going to make Dwight Howard angry? Okay, grab him like this, or, you know, pull his jersey and pull his shorts down.
Put your finger in his crack a little bit.
Yeah. So don't act like that doesn't happen on the NBA court.
Because it does.
Absolutely.
So you remember when you said that, Andrew, you said that, God, I don't think what it was. It was about Stephen Adams saying, why don't you get mad? He said it's because I'm too dumb.
Yeah.
So that means to me he's doing it intentionally because he's smart and he's doing it intentionally.
Yeah.
He wants people to think that he's just like out there without a clue, just like playing. But I think he's intentionally doing a lot of things.
Yeah. I think he's intentionally physical.
Yeah.
Which is what you would want from every center in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. It's what a lot of centers get ripped for not being. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dwight Howard's not a physical player, and people rip him on that. You know, or he doesn't always play physical in the way that he can. You know.
Anyway. When I re-listened to some of our podcasts, we sound like Stephen Adams' dad.
We're just proud.
We're sticking up for him.
Yeah. You better lay off him. I will come
not
to your house.
A goon. He was not raised that way.
Here's the deal. You know why? This guy has incredible potential. And I'm still working on somebody to compare him to, and I can't figure it out.
Did you hear the Reggie Jackson quote?
Uh-uh.
He said,
which was a little crazy.
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
He said that he's a potential Hall of Famer.
Said that about Stephen Adams.
Yeah.
Really?
And the players don't get like that with each other to the media. Like, they don't talk like that.
Dang.
They see him in practice, see him doing. He has. It does. We are way too close to. I mean,
We're back in the best case scenario.
I'd embrace him for a while.
Yes,
no, I'm not saying best case scenario like that, but he has such unique athleticism for a 7-foot guy. It's crazy.
I think that he's going to be very good. He's 20.
It's insane.
So, I mean, some guys, you know, level out, or even, you know, Andres Biedrin's things happen, you know, but I don't think that's going to happen with Stephen Adams. I'm just saying that you just never know. I mean, he could be much better.
So that miffed and peed me. I feel like it cheapens his game whenever you talk about him like that. People talked about him like that. And I think he came out of that as far as the national media. And what you also saw, and the reason also for me that this is such a big deal is because it's part of that Harden trade that everybody just analyzes like crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's a big piece of the trade. And it's worked out a lot in the Thunder favor. And you start to see the national media turn around on too. Steve Kerr loves Stephen Adams' game. Yeah. Jeff Van Gundy loves his game when they watch him. So anyway. That's what's had me miffed or pee for a lot of the playoffs.
Steve Kerr's one of the best NBA head coaches that there has ever been.
Yeah, he deserves that contract.
Yeah, weird.
Luke, what makes you miffed or peeved?
What makes me? You know what makes me? It's not basketball related. I didn't get to watch basketball yesterday. You know why? Because my United flight was postponed 2 to 3 hours. So I'm a little miffed or peeved at United Airlines. They pooped the bed sheets, as it were. So. I was excited to get home and watch a little bit of the end of the game, and I didn't get to.
Sorry, man.
All right.
Andrew? I think I just kind of share the Stephen Adams sentiment with you.
It's like I'm the mom and you're the dad.
Yeah.
You said it.
In more than one way.
Well, I didn't want to call him the mom. That would just be rude.
That's weird.
I'll take it.
But it's also weird.
I'm sacrificial in my love.
Friendship.
That's very motherly.
Why can't you be two dads, man?
Just hold on.
Oh, yeah.
You got to check your privilege, dog.
Okay, Taylor.
So Jay said it earlier, and I'm going to New Zealand, and it kind of peeves me a little bit how little people separate New Zealand and Australia because they are very different. I understand the joke. I understand when people are joking, but literally people are like, oh, are you going to live in Sydney? Like, no. Like, I think people think that it's the same
New Zealand's
country.
Like a suburb.
It's not. Yeah,
it's like Edmonds.
It's like a state. They're two different countries.
But it's by Australia, right?
It's like kind of in the same area. Not
see,
really.
I thought, do you know what, you want to know where I thought it was? By Greenland and Iceland.
New Zealand? When did you think that?
As of about 4 minutes ago. So, I don't know where it is.
You even said g'day, mate, to me.
I know, I was joking.
It's like kind of underneath Australia.
See,
that
makes sense, but what am I thinking of?
Iceland?
Where are Flight of the Conchords from?
Yes.
Are they from New Zealand?
Yeah. Yes,
it's like South. New Zealand.
See, I thought okay, I thought yes, maybe still Greenland, Iceland. That's where I thought it was.
So it's between Australia and Antarctica.
Yeah,
you better bundle up, man.
We need to get somebody from New Zealand on the pod.
Well, we're about to have one.
That's your next 4 months, 3 months.
Yeah, I'll be on the pod.
Skype.
That will come true pretty quickly, Jay.
Guys, it's just good to have all four of us back. It's talking good. About b-ball.
Feels right. Oh, also, I want to say this. This is just a tale on my peeve. I was watching Real World.
I haven't watched the last episode.
Dang it!
But I know what happens. As like the last who goes against the last.
Tell you one thing that happens?
You may.
So they do trivia, and Johnny Bananas thinks that they speak Dutch in Australia.
Oh, really?
They said, "What question? What is the first language in Australia?" And he says, "Dutch."
It's English. Correct?
Yes, it's English.
Okay.
Dutch is like the weirdest answer you could say.
Trivia is great on Real World because they're so dumb. It shows you.
Yes.
So trivia is always a really good episode. I'm
excited. Thanks for listening to the Down Dunk Podcast. Follow us at DT Podcast. You can find us at downdunk.com. You can also find us at welcometoloudcity.com. Thanks for listening. Go Thunder.